This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Could get a little heated.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's another big day for Ben Bernanke. The Federal Reserve Chairman will be on Capitol Hill today, addressing concerns about the Fed's role in Bank of America's acquisition of Merrill Lynch. You may remember B of A's CEO Ken Lewis spoke to the committee earlier this month. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
At issue today will be whether the Fed used its influence to recklessly push through the deal, even after billions of dollars worth of additional bad loans on Merrill's balance sheet came to light. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee say they've got internal Fed emails that show Bernanke's team tried to hide details about the transaction from the Securities and Exchange Commission. All this stems from the B of A Merrill shotgun wedding last September that simultaneously saved and seriously wounded the banking system. It ended up costing taxpayers an extra $20 billion in bailout money for Bank of America for a total of $45 billion in government funds. One of the other major players in the deal was former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. He'll have his turn before the committee next month. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
A mixed bag on Wall Street. Yesterday, S&P shares were higher by more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq gained 1.5%. And the Dow lost a little ground, falling 0.25%. It closed just under 8,300. European stocks are mostly lower by under 1%. Asian markets closed up around 2%. We got word today, yesterday, of an unexpected dip in new home sales, which tells us a housing recovery could be long and slow. And the nation's home builders have been hanging on throughout the market glut. One of them, Lennar, reports quarterly earnings this morning, and analysts expect a loss. So how are home builders getting by? Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
I was reading yesterday about a backlog of more than 45,000 pending foreclosures that have stacked up in the Phoenix area when one of the comments posted below caught my eye. Tell me again, the reader wanted to know, why new home builders are still in business. Although scores of small builders have gone belly up, no major U.S. home builders have closed shop, so how are they getting by? Seems some were lucky enough to build up their cash reserves before the market tanked. Analyst Robert Stevenson at Fox Pit Kelton points out, in some cases, unloading their empty lots has been critical.
Simply because they're selling their land and converting that into cash. But the margins continue to be under a great deal of pressure given the operating environment.
Some have even been able to get by on hope, raising cash by selling bonds to investors on the promise of an eventual recovery. This all makes for a head-scratching assessment from Stevenson.
Most of these companies are still cash flow positive, but their earnings negative.
How long can the life support hold out? Just this week, the head of Pulte Homes said while his company's in strong shape, he sees more home builder bankruptcies on the horizon if things don't improve soon. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Developing nations have joined United Nations officials in calling for more money and an overhaul of the world financial system. Those countries say they want a greater role in regulating the world economy in the wake of the global financial crisis. At yesterday's opening of a three-day UN financial summit, representatives of country after country laid blame for the crisis on the United States and other rich nations. More than 140 countries have sent representatives to the summit.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
Forget about expansion and contraction. How about confliction? The latest economic barometers are quite confusing. We got a depressing report this week from the World Bank, a not-so-depressing forecast yesterday from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Durable goods orders are reportedly up. New home sales are down. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where this recession is right now. So we asked economics correspondent Chris Farrell to help sort it all out. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, and I'll try to make sense of it.
Yeah, well, how do we find the so-called bottom of this economy if all these indicators are pointing in all these different directions?
This is what the bottom of a market looks like, or at least an economy that's trying to get to a bottom. You get these conflicting reports. You get the stock market. Stock market goes up. People go, hey. Then the market crumbles, and they'll go, oh, the obstacles to the growth are just terrible. So I think for the average person, it's really confusing out there.
If you were to look, Chris, at just one or two of these indicators to get an accurate gauge of the environment, the economic environment, what would you look at and why?
Well, there's a couple things that I'd look at. One, out of the gross domestic product report, and that's our broadest report, you know, the value of all the goods and services in our economy, you know, it gave us an indication about the consumer. And the consumer just hasn't been spending very much. And of course, you know, Steve, we don't really need government statisticians to tell us that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you, but you go to the shopping mall, it's not that crowded. Go to an auto dealer lot. You know, we get a lot of attention these days. So we know that the consumer's not spending very much. Nevertheless, this is an economy that is largely driven by the consumer, two-thirds of our economic activity. So I want to see what's happening with the consumer. And the other thing that I want to see, and it might be part of my personal finance hat, but what are we doing on the savings front? People are really paying down that debt. They're trying to save more, and it's showing up in the numbers. So I'd be looking at tomorrow's report, what's going on with personal spending and what's going on with personal savings.
You want to go out on a limb, Chris, and tell us where the bottom of this economy is?
All right. So we got fiscal stimulus is working its way through this economy. And I like what I'm seeing going on in the credit markets. So I don't think I'm actually going that far out on a limb if I say that what we're seeing right now is an economy that's bottoming out. And when the National Bureau of Economic Research, you know, the wise people that gather around, oh, a year from now, and they'll say, when did the recession end? It's going to be over the summer.
Economics correspondent Chris Farrell joining us. We're going to hear you on Marketplace Money as well.
That's right, and we'll cover a lot of savings topics, believe me.
Chris Farrell, thanks.
Thanks.
Hey, you can share your thoughts with us in our Scratch Pad. The online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is there at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a nice Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.